So it's about 2 feet, which this part won't be as visible, it'll be underneath the head. But I've done everything from greeting alumni on the airport, in Ithaca Airport, I've been to that. Hockey games, football games, basketball games, lacrosse, soccer. I've done a swim meet. I've done so many club activities, from sustainability groups at green fairs, orientation events, meeting with President Scorton in the bear suit, engineering fairs. Sometimes we'll just do library runs to help burst spirit, or like pump up spirits, I guess, especially during exam time. And we'll give out candy and stuff like that. So we're trying to do at least 2 sporting events per weekend, and then there's a lot of other events. We're trying to reach out to certain communities. The Jewish community, we did Big Red Bear Bar Mitzvah. So that was super cool. They lifted us up in a chair. That was a little scary.
Oh, that's, but, was that a first as far as you know?
Yes, that was definitely my first bar mitzvah, and the Big Red Bear's first bar mitzvah. Guys, one's a little older. This is the newer costume. The class of 1970 actually purchased both of the costumes for us, and now we're endowed by the class of 1970. They endowed $22,500, so we collect the interest off of that.
And that's great.
It helps everything with cleaning the suit, repairs for the suit. The mascots in general get recognition t-shirts. Biggest rule is not to talk in the bear suit. Second biggest rule is to always be moving. A bear is always supposed to be very energetic and lively. And then definitely nothing profane. Like, don't do any movements that's profane. The bear is the biggest representative of the Cornell community. You are the Big Red Bear. Have fun.